Music right there from the Lab Partners. That's from their new album, Seven Seas. Before that, we had Good English with Heartbreaker. You can find that on Radio Wires. Connor Oberst from Upside Down Mountain, his latest solo effort. And we started off with the Autumn Defense doing a track called None of This Will Matter. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliet Fromhold, and I am very happy to welcome this group of folks back into the studio, or back into YSO, but into this studio for the first time. It's been quite a while since they've been with us, but they are playing Peaches next Saturday night. They've got a new album called Let's Get Lost. We'll tell you about all of that coming up in just a moment, but first, let's hear some live music from Shoot Out the Lights.
Said the word, you know I'll stay. Love ain't got to be this hard, get easier someday. Say what's on your mind, give it to me straight. Otherwise I'm gonna hit the road, and I ain't never coming back this way.
certain kind of lover to hold me good and tight. A certain kind of lover who won't let go all night. The kind of man who whispers sweet things in my ear. The kind of man who'll tell me all the things I wanna hear. A certain kind of lover to knock me off my feet. A certain kind of lover to make me feel complete. The kind of man who makes me just want to be myself. The kind of man who looks at only me and no one else. To start off real slow, to make the feeling last. He always knew just what to do to keep me satisfied. He always knew he had the skills and he was justified. You're not that man.
Shoot Out the Lights, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and chat with the band. And, of course, we're going to hear some more live music. Stick around. Lots more to come here on Kaleidoscope.
Hi, I'm Radio Basim, the host of a brand new show on 91.3 called Behind the Groove. Where else but YSO can you get 2 hours of the funkiest, hippest, booty-shaking music on the planet? Friday nights at 10. After Around the Fringe, get Behind the Groove on 91.3 WYSO. It's just fun with a K on the end.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by the members of Shoot Out the Lights. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks for having us.
Very happy to have you all here. It's been a little while, and you've got the new album, Let's Get Lost. Tell me a little bit about putting that together.
Well, we we finished the last record, and we got together with Tommy Kappel of Kappel Recording. And with All Nighter Studios, mm-hmm. and we produced it with him. It was just, you know, the five of us and Tommy, and we like the record. We think it's a good group of songs.
Having been together a little while, and you know, you had the other one under your belt now, when you decided to start working on this one, was there anything that you did differently or that you had learned from the prior record that you decided, oh, when we do Let's Get Lost, we're going to do XYZ or something like that?
I don't know that we had a plan that was so much different, but we did do everything differently on this record, and partly because the last record was written really before three of the five of us came into the group. So we kind of got our final lineup for the previous record and then started making it. And at this point, it doesn't sound like us, and we don't really play those songs that way anymore.
No, not at all.
And not only that.
Yeah, so this record is us. This one sounds like us.
Yeah, and the first record was recorded in two or three different locations. This one was one location. It was a bit remote. It was a barn, and we stayed out there for the whole weekend each time we went out, and that was a big difference, I think.
Yeah.
Since the first one, as you said, was kind of done before the lineup was set, had your songwriting process changed between, you know, what you were playing back then and the songs that we're hearing today?
I wouldn't say I do most of the songwriting, and
but now you write for Chicks.
Yes, now there's a couple
added
songs.
To the resume.
Yeah. I wrote a few songs for Elena on this record. She wrote a few herself, but I think the genesis of the songs come from myself or Elena, but they're hashed out as a group. So I mean, that was a process too, is you know, learning to arrange the songs together. Which I mean, we have three. I mean, we're all good musicians, but we have actual like music teachers in the band. So
right, a different level.
I mean, that process is a little different now, just because it's, you know, there's a little more of a. We actually know what we're doing now, so it's not just me thumbing through the dark trying to figure out what a song is.
Putting pieces of the puzzle together, yeah. And now we understand a little bit more why they're going together.
And I think to that point too, another thing that was different about this record is I think whether we wanted to or whether it was our goal or not, we really learned how to be a band during the first record. Like, you know, just subconsciously we kind of thought about it afterwards, like, oh yeah, we kind of learned how to do that. And with this record, a lot of the songs, really all the songs on the record, we had been playing them live for a year at least, whereas on the first album it wasn't like that because of the personnel changes. We really kind of hashed out the whole songwriting process and the arrangement process live and on stage. So when it came time to record, we kind of already knew what we wanted to do, what sounded good and what didn't.
Does it also help to sort of, you know, having now played together for a while, kind of having that trust and being able to kind of know, you know, what the other players, you know, might do or how a part might fit in, having that arrangement kind of built into the band as a unit, as opposed to sort of coming in and kind of feeling each other out as players when you were working on the first one?
I think it makes a huge difference that
Without
we've played together for so long. And it makes a huge difference. Like, Mook and I are married, so I know things. I can tell when he's going to wind down on a solo because I've heard it a million times more than these guys have heard it because it's in our living room all the time. So I think that makes a big difference. I think we communicate a lot better, especially while we're playing live with each other now, and it's flows better.
Have the past few years changed the way that you tackle your live shows at all?
Yes, we don't saturate our market as much. I know that. That's one of the biggest differences, yes.
Yeah, somehow we make less money.
Yeah.
we made little money or none at all, so we actually pay to play.
Yeah.
What we do.
Yeah.
Is that hard to sort of, you know, want to get out and play a whole bunch and show these songs off, but to sort of pull yourself back and sort of make those strategic choices for, you know, the band as, you know, kind of the business end of the music as opposed to just, yeah, we want to get out and play.
Yes, I
definitely.
Mean, yeah, you have to temper the childlike enthusiasm of, you know, just playing shows and stuff like that. And actually, you know, as much as you don't want to think about it, there has to be a plan, unfortunately. And, you know, it's not just chaos where people, you know, we all want to be the Replacements, but it doesn't quite work that way sometimes where you could just show up and do whatever you want and people still laud you and think, you know. I love the Replacements, by the way, but, you know, it's, you know.
A flash
of the pan. It's a different time, yeah.
Well, what does the summer look like for you guys? Are you going to be, you know, trying to get out on the road at all, or, you know, just sticking pretty close to the Dayton, Cincinnati, Yellow Springs region, or what's...
Yeah, we're staying pretty close, which includes Kentucky, too.
Oh,
you
great.
Know, 2-3 hour radius, really. We got some home shows at the Southgate House, which is like our home bar back home, so we're going to be doing the residency actually next month. We'll be there
nice.
Every Wednesday, and we turned it into a little bit of a curating event as well. Have some friends for this kind of night, another set of friends for this kind of night. In fact, I think one of the nights that I'm really excited about it, we did a songwriters and their gunslingers night. So we're just going to have Mud and Mook up there and a couple other songwriters and their axe players. So I think that's going to be a fun night.
Yeah.
And then past that, just a couple other like Fountain Square and stuff like that. And we're booking for the fall right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, of course, next Saturday night, June 7th, you'll be right here in Yellow Springs at Peach's Grill. That's going to be a fun night.
Yes, definitely. We were there, last summer? Maybe the summer before that.
Yeah, just before the students were here, yeah.
Yeah, and that was our first time actually up here playing, actually, and it was a lot of fun, actually. So.
Yeah, it's a cool little town.
Besides the last radio show.
That's true. You were here. Yes. Yeah, you were here.
Which this new studio is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, good job, you guys.
We're pretty happy with it, you know. Now, are you guys one of those bands? Are you already, you know, five albums ahead in the writing already or in the songwriting? Or are you kind of, you know, enjoying this one and you know, waiting to see what happens next? I know a lot of bands, it's like they have the album done and they're like, yeah, we've got three others ready.
Well, I think with the first record, a lot of those songs, like Elena said, were written before.
Mm-hmm.
So that allowed us to build up a nice bulk that we could actually choose from. So this time we actually had choices instead of just, here's every song we have, let's make an album. So... You know,
I'll
and I think it helped. Yeah, it helped with, you know, there was actually a theme, we like to think, and, you know, the songs kind of flow together a lot better. But we're actually, we have two new ones, I think, if that. I mean, we're kind of lacking on that, actually, this time. So.
And there's always a bunch of skeletons in the back catalogs.
Yeah.
They get revisited and made into a new tune now that we have a new understanding of a band, you know, 5 years later.
Yeah. But I'm always writing songs. I mean, there's a backload, that's for sure. But we just haven't really gotten into the nitty-gritty of it, I don't think, yet. So.
In talking about, you know, having the luxury actually of getting to make those choices on the second album. Is that also hard though, to sort of pick and choose like what songs are going to make the cut and sort of figure out, you know, if you have an arc like, oh, well this contributes to, you know, the continuance of whatever arc we have and maybe this one doesn't.
You'd be surprised at how natural and obvious it actually is, just because I'm a huge record fan. And personally, there's a lot of bands I know that have better B-sides than some of the records, so it's always like, how did you make that choice? But if you're going in a certain direction, the record kind of tells you, you know. I mean, I believe in these guys and myself enough to know that, you know, we kind of have a decent idea of what we're doing. So, you know, I can't think of any songs I'm not proud of.
It's not that we're not proud of it. There's one tune that didn't make it onto this record that
right.
we did all the tracking for it and we listened to it and we really thought it just doesn't belong there. Yeah.
And it becomes a lot easier whenever you have that idea of the album that you're making and like, yeah, we do like the song. It doesn't fit on this album. So let's shelf it. Maybe it'll come up again later.
Easier to make those choices when you've
yeah.
got the plan. It all
yeah.
comes back to
right.
the plan.
The plan, yeah.
Right. It's no use forcing it, you know.
Well, if people want to keep tabs on where you guys are going to be and what you're doing, where should they connect with you online?
It's www.sotlmusic.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. I believe it's SOTL Music on there, too.
SOTL's for Shoot Out the Lights.
Yes, Shoot Out the Lights. sorry. But, yeah, and we're also on Twitter as well. So, I mean, we're out there, you know, trying to spread the word.
And is that folks who want to get their hands on the album, is that the best place for them to do that too?
Well, that's available. That's available on iTunes,
that'd
Amazon, CD Baby, you know, pretty much anywhere you can buy records these days.
Yeah, we're big time.
Right.
We're on iTunes.
We're on iTunes.
There you go.
Well, shall we get ready to hear some more live music, guys?
Sure.
Excellent. We're going to give these guys a chance to get back to their instruments, and we're going to come back and hear some more live ones from Shoot Out the Lights. They're going to be playing at Peach's Grill right here in Yellow Springs next Saturday. That's June 7th. Stick around. More live music coming up in just a moment on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
There was a time to go your own way, to forge a new path, to fight the battle head on. And then there's a time when you cannot do it alone. On the Next Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, The Guide. Snap Judgment, storytelling with a beat. Do not miss it.
Thursday night at 11 and Sunday night at midnight on WISO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio once again by Shoot Out the Lights. You can catch them at Peach's Grill on June 7th. That's next Saturday. And be sure to check out their new album. It's called Let's Get Lost. But before you mark your calendar and go track down the album online, listen to this. They're live in the studio.
All right, this next song is a true story. It's called Change the Locks.
Woman out.
Shoot Out the Lights, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out on June 7th, that's next Saturday, at Peach's Grill here in Yellow Springs. And we've got links up to their social media and their site on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Navigate there and find out how to get their new album. It's called Let's Get Lost. Thank you all so much for being here. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks. Check out Shoot Out the Lights, June 7th at Peaches here in Yellow Springs. More details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. This is member supported, 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Stick around. We've got more fun to come. We've got Rich and Brad here from Lost on Innings. They're going to tell you about a really great show that's coming up that's going to be a feast to your ears and help a lot of people out. We'll also check in with Jesse DeCanto from the Pinkerton Raid about some of his new projects. Right now, here's new music from Death Vessel.
Struck too hard.